Welcome to the monthly meeting of the Blair Airport Authority. We regularly meet 7:00 PM on the third Tuesday every month in the Blair City Council Chambers right here. Purpose of this meeting is to conduct the business of the Blair Airport. The meeting will follow the agenda made available inside the entrance door of the council chambers, and we also follow the Nebraska Open Meeting Laws, which is posted by that door and that door. Got moved. Or did it? No? Okay, whatever. If you have an agenda item or wish to comment on an agenda item, please follow these steps. Raise your hand, allow me to recognize you. Step up to the podium, please. Clearly state your name and address so we can record it. By the recording secretary needs to get that information, please. Direct your remarks to the members of the authority. Please do not speak directly to other members of the audience. Limit your comments to 3 minutes so that everyone will have an equal opportunity to address this body. City of Blair officials that typically attend these meetings include myself, Dave Johnson, Marty Rump, who couldn't be with us this evening, Dan Hunt, Wes Bedke, who could not be with us, Dr. Faye Jones, Phil Green is a Blair City Administrator and the Airport Manager, Aaron Barrow is the Assistant He is the Assistant Blair City Administrator as well as the Assistant Blair Airport Manager. I think I got that right. If I didn't, we just gave you a new job.
Just say yes.
Twice the workload. Okay. Could I have a roll call, please?
Dr. Faye Jones.
Here.
Marty Rump, absent. Dr. Dave Johnson.
Here.
Dan Hunt, present. Wes Bedke, absent.
Okay. Please take a look at the minutes from the January 21st, 2025 regular meeting.
Move for approval.
Motion by Hunt to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jones. Please indicate your votes.
All board members present, voting aye.
Motion carries. We'll go down to step number four, financial reports from January of 2025.
And your secretary is not here tonight, so normally he would kind of go over those if you had any questions, so I don't know if you've had a chance to look at them. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer any questions you have.
Who's this Philip Green guy?
There being no questions, additions, or corrections, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve minutes.
Second.
Motion by Jones, second by Hunt. Please indicate your votes.
All members present, voting aye.
Motion carries. Item number five, do you want to introduce that one, Phil?
Sure.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, good evening to you. Good evening, board members. Glad you're all able to be here so we can have this meeting. It's good. What you have for this particular item is simply a public hearing, and this is a public hearing that's required for the potential acquisition of private property for public purposes by eminent domain associated with the Airport Authority's runway 1331 Extension Improvement Project and involving lots 15 through 26, 29 through 32 of the Midway Estates subdivision located in Section 24, Township 17 North, Range 11 East of the 6th Prime Meridian, Washington County, Nebraska. So Aaron, if you want to bring up this little map here. Again, this is the map that we've shown several different times throughout this project. The land area in buff is what is being looked at as potentially being negotiated for. I will say that if we have to actually go forward with the eminent domain, there's a little piece of this section down here, which we do not have to acquire. But this is the overall property that's being impacted, or originally was being impacted by our particular project. So this phase tonight is simply a public hearing, allows anybody to get up and make comments about the land that does need to be acquired if we have to go forward with the eminent domain process, and I really stress if. We are very, very close, I hope, to being able to make a willing buyer, willing seller agreement but that hasn't been finalized yet. So the recommendation from our land attorney was that we go ahead and have this public hearing. We'll have the next item on the agenda. And that way, if we had to rely upon eminent domain, then we could do that. But again, the rest of this is simply a public hearing. Once anyone who is here who wants to speak on that, once we're done with all that, Chairman, you can just simply go on to the next item. There's no action to be taken by the board. Any questions for me?
I do not. Thank you, sir. Do we have anybody that would like to make a comment or suggestion or anything else for the good of the public hearing regarding the acquisition of the land? There being none, let's go along to item number six and consider...
If you could close the public hearing, please.
Could I have a motion and a second to close the public hearing? Thank you.
Yeah, and you have read the motion, you just need to declare it closed.
I will then do that. I declare the public hearing closed for tonight.
Thank you. Just so we can officially show that in the minutes that it okay. was open and then closed. All right, this is item number six. So what you have before you is resolution 2025-1. So first resolution that you'll be approving this year, authorizing in the absence of good faith negotiated and agreed upon sale and executed purchase agreement with the owners of lots 15 through 26 and 29 through 32 Midway Estates subdivision, a platted and recorded addition in the southwest corner of section 24, township 17 north, range 11 east of the 6th prime meridian, Washington County, Nebraska. The airport authority's legal counsel is hereby authorized and directed to initiate the filing of a petition in the county court of Washington County, Nebraska on behalf of the airport authority for the appointment of appraisers to ascertain and determine the damages from the airport authority's acquisition of the property described above pursuant to the procurement procedures governing, eminent domain. And again, you do have that resolution in your packet. It's up here if anyone wanted to look at any of the language that's in it. But basically, it just lays out again the necessity, if required, for us to be able to acquire this property via eminent domain. Again, just a reminder to you that we are under kind of a fairly tight timeline of trying to get this land secured so that we can move forward with applying for the grant with FAA by April 1st.
So I can consider what you just did introducing the resolution?
That would basically kind of introducing the particular item.
Okay,
we need a motion and a second to introduce
the resolution.
Or I guess first, Brenda, you'd want someone to introduce it. She'll read it again, or at least that part
okay.
of it.
Okay.
I'll introduce resolution 2025-1.
Motion to introduce by Hunt.
Okay, no, that was just introducing it. Let Brenda, as the clerk, read the beginning of it.
Right.
Resolution number 2025-1, authorizing in the absence of good faith negotiated and agreed upon sale and executed purchase agreement with owners of lot 15 through 26 and 29 through 32 Midway Estate subdivision, a platted and recorded addition in the southwest quarter of section 24, township 17 north, range 11 east of the 6th PM, Washington County, Nebraska. Airport authority's legal counsel is hereby authorized and directed to initiate the filing of petition in the county court of Washington County, Nebraska on behalf of the airport authority for the appointment of appraisers to ascertain and determine the damages from the airport authority's acquisition of the property described above pursuant to the procedures governing eminent domain.
Now I need a motion and a second for adoption of the resolution.
Yeah.
I make a motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll second it.
Motion by Jones, second by Hunt. Please indicate your votes.
I guess that's the way it's going to go tonight, huh?
Yeah, we'll just take turns.
That means let's go.
Kind of like a ping pong.
I'm next.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
Okay. Consider the bids received and awarded to a lower bidder for corporate hangar area expansion grading project.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In your packet, you have two different items in there. As what's up on the screen is the bid tab for it. And again, Heather Olson with Olson is with us tonight. And if you have any specific questions about the bid opening, you are free to ask her as well. We had lots of good interest, I think, on this particular project. And we're very, very happy with ultimately how it turned out. You can see on the main bid tab, Aaron, this is the bid tab. Again, it has all the details per the item. Once you go to the other attachment, so back to the main item. The other attachment, which is ultimately the letter from Heather, from Olson, again, with their official recommendation. Again, there were some minor errors on the math, but they were very, very minor. And so what you have there is the low bid from CDS Enterprise for the total amount of $520,872.20. Engineer's estimate down below was $949,400, which was not a reflection on how poorly she can estimate, but was a reflection really on where a lot of these numbers had been, you know, between inflation, limited number of projects, things like that. Projects were kind of taking high demand and high dollar amounts. There's fewer projects that are out there right now and a lot of hungry contractors. And we're very, very, very blessed to be able to have some really good numbers presented to us. I'm also pleased to let you know that the CDS Enterprise group is the one that had been doing the clearing and grubbing project for us. So they're familiar with the property, familiar with the site. We're familiar with them as contractors. And really have no hesitation. Everything that was required by the bid was submitted to us. And so with Heather's recommendation, I would also recommend to you that number one, you would receive and place on file all of these bids, and then that you would award the bid to CDS Enterprises, again, in the dollar amount of $520,872.20.
Significant difference from top to bottom.
There was, although I think you see a pretty good tightness, you know, down below, and so it's just a reflection on, you know, I think, number one, the, whatever decision-making process, you know, the different contractors go through. Some have a little bit higher standard on what they're looking for and what they're willing to take. CDS Enterprises is from Arlington. When things are in Washington County, they like to make sure they get them. Guys that are close to home at night, you know, so it's always good.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to receive these bids and place them on file.
I have a second. Well, Hunt was primary. Jones was secondary. Please indicate your vote.
And then do we need another motion to accept the bid?
Yep.
Yes.
Did you guys' vote come up?
Yeah, it did. We already did it.
Sorry. Trying to train.
One step ahead.
All members present voting aye.
Okay.
Yep.
And Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to accept the bid from CDS Enterprises for the project 024-02183.
Motion by Hunt.
Or something like that. BTASA 010. Second. For this project, right here.
Yeah. Second by Jones.
Jones.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Indicate your votes, please.
It doesn't go away. There you go.
All members present voting aye.
Thank you. Okay, item number 8 is consider the purchase agreement and temporary construction easement with Cindy Rim for a tract of land located. I'm not sure where that's at.
So it's obviously in the general area. Obviously, the legal description here for the Cindy Rim property is a tract of land located in part of tax lot 8 in the northeast quarter of section 25, township 17 north, range 11 east. Of the 6th Prime Meridian, Washington County, Nebraska. And again, this is an amount of $1,480. So as you are aware, we're in the process of acquiring all the land rights that are required. The large chunk is the one that we talked about earlier that potentially may have to be acquired through eminent domain. We'll also have another agenda item on it after the executive session that we're gonna have later on tonight. This particular item, number 8 and number 9, are two small little slivers that needed to be acquired as well. Because they were less than $25,000, FAA gave us the option or the opportunity just to negotiate with the landowner. We've worked out a negotiated agreement for both of these parcels. So again, for this particular one here, for Cindy Rem, is in a dollar in the total amount of $1,480. Any questions?
We already did that one, though, didn't we?
And that one needs to be just need a motion and a
motion
second
and
to
second to
make a motion that we accept the bid from.
Motion Jones.
Second.
Second Hunt. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Both of these are in the safety zone, though.
Roadway.
What?
The relocated roadway.
Yeah. So it's all part of the road right away that's okay. Being acquired.
All right.
Is there a significant amount of difference in area between the two, or? Yes. He's saying yes.
Yeah. This Cloyd one's a little larger area. I don't have a map up to be able to show, although it might, yeah, the temporary easement one, it might show the sliver. There you go.
Yeah, it doesn't really show much.
And it's inverted. So if you stand on your head, you can see yours. County Road 30.
Stay on your head, yeah.
There's Pheasant Drive right here, and it's just a sliver of.
And on the larger map, it's because the road kind of curves through several of those properties. Okay. And so there were a few edges of those properties that had to be acquired. And we work with those landowners, so yeah. And it's and the reality is it's not uncommon that there can be several thousand dollars in differences, even if the properties were exactly the same size. Because there's an administrative agreement that goes along with that as well. The reality is some people are a little... through the process of negotiation, there can be an administrative fee that's allocated to them as well. So you're always trying to get to the point where you have a willing buyer, willing seller. So this one for the Cloyd property is in the amount of $5,960. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we were accepting the bid. Move that we approve the purchase agreement with David and Carrie Cloyd.
Motion by Hunt, second by Jones. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I've got a couple handouts here that came in kind of late, and I just wanted to share them with you. Dan had asked for some data on the fuel flowage fees. Let's do this. Here's the lid, and here's the...
Thank you, sir.
That's a lot of fuel.
Yes. So you see on the spreadsheets... Here, you got a report.
This is the current fiscal year.
Okay, of course it is.
Yeah.
Are they different than what's in here? And
does it look like it?
No. This is in addition to what is there. So what you have in your packet is last fiscal year.
Fiscal 24.
This is fiscal what I just gave you is the current fiscal year and what we've done so far. You can kind of see on those tables there.
You have an extra copy of that?
Yes, I do. Okay. So, as you can see right there, we got each month total gallons pumped of both the Jet A and 100 low lead. And then, of course, the fuel flowage fee total is 15 cents a gallon. So the next column there is going to show the total collected on the fuel flowage fee. And then, you know, the 3 cents of that fuel flowage fee that we have designated for snow removal, ice product, those kinds of things, that total is shown there in that last column. And then, of course, for this fiscal year, beginning October 24, you can see the totals that we have thus far.
It's a lot of flying.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, any questions for me or anything that you need to clarify?
How many years have you been doing the 3 cents?
Oh gosh, when did we?
So you must have like 20, a lot of
2020-ish.
I think well, the FOB was signed in 2022.
Yeah,
I think that's when it running around then.
Okay.
I didn't think it was that long. Yeah. Or that short.
It's been since I've been here, so yeah. It was early.
Only because I looked that up today.
Oh, okay.
Well, for Kylie.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. This clarifies something that's been a little foggy.
Yeah.
And so. You know, we maintain those records. We and have been as far as fuel flowage, the gallons. You know, we watch that pretty closely because we get spot checked by the state fire marshal. They do leak tests on the tanks and that kind of stuff. So it's important for us to know what the fuel inventory is at any time. But it's not difficult to do a little math and come up with the numbers.
Plus
Skyworks reports that to us monthly as well.
Okay.
So the money you spent on the pellets that you like so much, did it come out of this 3 cents?
I don't think so. I think we didn't start collecting that until after that purchase, if that's...
I don't agree. Okay. I think we started collecting the 3 cents and then bought the...
Okay.
The pellets. That's my recollection. I could be wrong as well.
But there was no distinction in the accounting previously.
Okay.
And so the full, it went from 12 cents per gallon to 15 cents per gallon, continues to go into the same line item account number right now. One of the things that I've heard from all of you is you would like to be able to see that broken out into a separate line item so that we would know how much, not only how much goes in there, but I think you would like us to set up that fund so that it's a carryover fund, so that whatever dollar amount goes in there, we would actually carry over from year to year. We may need to begin to accumulate that for some other snow removal equipment, not just the materials. So we'll be making that change on the back end, and we'll let you know once we get all that accounting done.
And then I went back through my North Platte notes and a product that none of us could remember on Monday. Was New Deal was the name of the pelleted product that they made the brine solution to be sprayed on the runway with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Yeah, so my plan is during this fiscal year, we'll get that corrected. We'll show that dollar amount then for this current fiscal year. Last fiscal year, in a sense, has passed, and we haven't set that money aside, so it just all kind of went into the general fund for the airport. But going forward, we'll be able to track that better.
Very good.
Yes, thank you. Yes, this is what I was looking for. Thank you.
Something we all could have done with just a calculator and sit down for a little bit, but it makes it so much easier to track and target this way. Thank you.
So you won't transfer that $8,000 into the account, or you just start from now?
No, well, for this current fiscal year, we can transfer that into that account.
The last year, that ship has sailed.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think we've discussed that we'll start reporting on this monthly to you, so you can kind of see that.
See how that fund grows and what the balance is, and then we can decide. Oh, look, we have $370 million here that we can spend on.
We can buy new snow.
I'm not sure I'm still going to be around then.
Yeah.
Depends on how much fuel Harrison. So.
Exactly.
I hope we get there, right?
That's two of us.
Report, Skyworks.
Point of clarification, is that 3 cents ice and snow, or if my understanding was it was just for ice?
At the time it was just ice,
okay,
yeah.
Right. Okay. Since last time, Kylie, Aaron, and myself completed a train with the FAA folks out of Kansas City, and we have issued multiple notams the past week. If you guys are on the distribution list, and if you're not, we'd love to add you. It's riveting stuff. Klaus has been awesome this past week and a half since we've actually used his services now. He's been great about we're working on communication on what our departure times are for some of our clients. He's been great about doing that. We did have to close the runway last Thursday for about a couple hours. We got some of that missed ice. It was unfortunate. We did try to put some pellets out. It kind of blew out a little bit. We didn't test on the runway. We did it on the ramp there. But thankfully, the sun came out and it went away, melted off pretty quickly. A couple quick questions. I know I talked to Kylie a couple times on the final lease for the D hangar. I know we're starting to run into some cost questions on if we don't get that final lease pretty soon, our costs are going to kind of go up on the building. Our plan right now is to start pouring concrete in April, May, and the building being delivered in September, the August-September time frame. And that'll be fully open hopefully by September, October there. I know we saw the draft in October or so, and I think we're just ready for the last couple of final calculations there. Okay. But yeah, sooner the better, it'll be good. And then invited Brian Bronson. He's one of our fuel flowage. He's a recipient of a lot of that. Brian's with Pinnacle Aviation and Pinnacle Aircraft Management and
Omaha crisis right now.
Omaha Aircraft Sales, but wanted to introduce him to you guys. He's been a big proponent of the Blair Airport. He's brought a lot of his clients to us. They've been buying quite a bit of fuel in some time and even now. So I just want to introduce him to you guys. That's all we got.
What was the issue with self-service fuel being shut down?
Yant didn't know the answer. Long story short, the computer mechanics in the Jet A, the Avgas worked fine, but the jet fuel pump price was reading on the screen on the backside in our system, on the QT pod system, which is kind of the point of sale system, was correct. It was reading $4.59 a gallon. On the pump side, it was reading $45.90 a gallon, which
a little
we were okay selling. not a lot of people were taking. So it's the way it's currently set up is it's supposed to shut off anytime there's a discrepancy, so that way we don't have somebody buying $100,000 worth of jet fuel at one sitting, and then us having to refund that. They came out a little slower, I think, because of the snow on Monday, but we kind of made a plea that the police needed to fly, and they got there pretty quick. So, but that's all been fixed now. And Kylie and I met with Yant last week about updating our inventory system to manage it. We've got a Roto Reader 350, I think, and this. I know there's been some communication issues between the service. I think just it's an old fax line that maybe doesn't make its way all the way from Blair or the airport to here for Aaron and Phil. So we've looked into a couple different systems, and I think we gave a recommendation last week. Just kind of think about whether there's some ways we can save some money from the initial bid there. So.
Okay. Thank you for the updates on both of those.
Thank you, Arson.
Update on current construction projects. Heather, you want to do that, or Phil, or who?
Sure.
Tag team, or?
Yay, sure. I'll let you.
So the current construction project is the obstruction removal project. They were supposed to start burning today, but I drove out there tonight and there was no burning done. So I called him and he said they are going to start, they promised tomorrow. So hopefully we'll get those burned down and now that there's snow on the ground. So
now's a good time.
I know, that's what I told him. And the burn ban is down, so.
Bring your marshmallows. A little chocolate.
There's no critters coming out of the piles, but yeah.
No, I'll have meat, fresh meat.
Do you, off the cuff, can you remind them too of, because of the low bid, what you know, NDOT Aeronautics?
Since the dollar amount of the grant that was approved at the state last year was like $981,000. And our bids came in at $520,000. We, Bill, presented to the board on Friday, and they're allowing you guys to maintain that dollar amount and add a few other items to the project. So we'll get the grading done out there, and they're going to, they're letting you guys move forward with the sanitary sewer system, mainly because some of the sanitary pipes will be going underneath where your new taxiway needs to go. So it'd be good to get that in place before you do your next project on the pavement. And then also looking at cleaning, there's all those trees on that south end that wrap around kind of the end of the runway down there. They're going to allow the cleaning of the ditch line. But one caveat of that was we need to make sure that that's not a wetland. So I have our wetland specialist taking a look at that because there it is designated as a wetland, but it's a different type of wetland that will allow us to drop the trees but not disturb the ground right now, because you do have a time limit, just like we had on the other end. We have to have trees dropped by April 1st. So if we proceed forward with that, we can drop the trees. We just can't take the roots out right now. And then in the spring, when we can get our team out there to take a look and see where the wetland vegetation is, we can delineate where specifically those are. And then we avoid those areas by taking the stumps out, but anywhere else we can take the stumps out at that point in time to try and eliminate all the trees and all the obstructions down there. So it's good. So because the bids came in so low, we need to add more to your project and keep those funds here at Blair, which is great.
And part of our goal too with that that clearing out of the creek and ditch area is to the areas that we can disturb, to have them kind of evened out a little bit so that we can get a tractor in there and mow it a couple times a year. So one of the things that especially State Aeronautics is really big on is you need to maintain your property. Don't allow things to get out of hand and trees to grow, and then expect to be, you know, getting some supplemental monies sometime down the road to take care of that. So we really want to do everything we can to get this in a condition where we can maintain it going forward, not end up having tree growth in the future.
Because Hannah did say they'll give you money once for tree removal and then they're done. Do it on your own. So
the other thing that we need to be considering, it's coming up probably in the next 90 days, was the spraying for the thistles that we talked about last year.
Heather, when's the grading going to start?
CDS would like to start as soon as the ground will let them, so right away in the spring.
Is that realistically March? Or?
It could be the end of March, beginning April. I would think more in April time frame.
With the 50 degrees, it might be in a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, it's going to be 50 degrees next week, right? But we've got a lot of snow to melt first.
Yeah. So they have a spot right now in the spring to get that done if they can fit it in. That's their preference. Yeah. And depending on discussions with the tree removal, they would try and get that fit in before April 1st as well. So.
Okay. Thank you, Heather. Phil?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only thing I want to report on is what's going to happen next, and this is partly for the board, partly for those who are here with us tonight. We are going to be going into executive session next, and just because of the way the facility works, we've got three of us here, so we could probably leave everybody here and go into my office. And so if it works for you, otherwise we'll leave you here and we can move everybody else. So.
I've already been back that way once.
Okay.
It would be up to them. Why do they want to hang out?
Well, yeah. Okay, and that would be the other thing. If no one's going to be staying, we're going to have an executive session right now. You're free to stay if you would like to. When we come back in, there's going to be one additional item that they'll vote on in public, and that is Resolution 2025-2, which is basically, if the board approves it, we don't have a final negotiated purchase agreement yet for that property that we potentially could be end up buying through eminent domain, but we're close. So we'll be updating them on how close we are, kind of what those figures represent. And then if they come back in and approve 2025-2, what it says basically is that it authorizes the chairman and I, working with our attorney, to go forward and sign that purchase agreement as long as the end result purchase agreement is similar to what it was that we discussed during the open session. The reason we can't talk about dollars and things like that right now is because we're not done with all that negotiation and we're still trying to work through that particular project. So we're not going to be sharing publicly any dollar figures with you tonight. Obviously, if we reach some kind of agreement, we're glad to share that next month or sometime in the future. But we need to update them so that we can get that authority so that we can move forward with it. And if we can't ultimately reach that agreement, then the previous resolution that they approved for eminent domain is something that we would move forward with at that point in time. So, any questions from you?
No, and I'll just... Does anybody want to stay and see when we come back in? Have any?
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's.
Because what we might do if it's just one of you, we might take you to the front and just have you sit up there that way. Because Chairman Johnson had surgery recently, sure. And so it's kind of hard for him to move around too much.
So,
okay. I appreciate that. Right.
So I'll make a motion to go into executive session at 7:37 p.m.
Motion to go second, by Hunt, second by Jones. Please indicate your votes.
Maybe. Oh, wait. Got to go to the next agenda item. There. Sorry.
What else is new?
I know. Get used to it.
Is there a statement popping up for you to read?
I'm sorry.
Is there a statement for you guys to read?
Just to discuss possible litigation involving the Blair Airport Authority, preserve the attorney-client privilege. Yeah.
Did you get the vote?
Yeah. We voted before we got the word.
Because it's not showing up.
Let me refresh. There it is.
All right, so there's a statement that you have to read.
I think Dan just did.
It's in that middle box.
We are going to executive session for the protection of the public interest due to public litigation involving the Blair Airport Authority. So it's essentially privileged client attorney relations that are not public at this point in time. So we have to keep them quiet. We have to keep them
protected.
Right. So I hope you all understand. Oh, and
finally, we can leave now.
But it's warm in here.
You don't have to leave. Right? So you can go.
We just can't stay.
So.
Thank you.
Motion and second to come out.
Yes. We are recording. We're good.
I got this.
Okay, go for it.
I got this.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion to come out of executive session.
And motion by Hunt.
And I second it.
Second by Jones to come out.
7:54, yeah.
At 7:54 to come out of executive session. Please indicate your votes.
Nobody voted no for to stay in executive session.
All members present voting aye.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to introduce resolution 2020. Whoa, get ahead of things.
He's got more to say.
Oh, sorry.
So you've got a little bit more on your script now that just restates what we just did. It's all required by the open meetings law.
I'll start with considering a bit.
Click on that thing there. Click on 12.
Yeah.
And then Chairman Johnson declares.
Okay, I see it now. Thank you. Chairman Johnson, that's me, declares a motion to come out of executive session at 7:54, you said. Has carried. The executive session was limited to the following subjects: to discuss possible litigation involving the Blair Airport Authority and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. So now...
No, you just made that statement. So now we go on. Now we can go on to the next item.
Okay.
Do those extra words you say get in the notes?
And the next item is motion.
I have number 13. I guess he wants to say something.
Yeah, well, this is just the resolution. So again, this is the resolution, I think 2025-2, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And so again, this is just a resolution that now, based on what we had talked about in executive session, you're granting the chairman the authority to go ahead and sign that purchase agreement as long as it's substantially similar to what was discussed in the executive session. Any questions?
First of all, we introduce it and then we adopt it.
Yeah, introduce it and then she'll read the main header on it again and then you have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll introduce resolution 2025-2.
Resolution number 2025-2, authorizing the airport chairperson and or airport manager to sign a finalized purchase agreement with Larry and Benita Bus involving track 7 located in parts of lots 15 through 26 and 29 through 32 Midway State Subdivision, a platted and recorded addition in the southwest quarter, section 24, township 17, north range 11 east of 6 p.m. Washington County, Nebraska, for the runway 31-13 extension project, provided that it's substantially similar to the terms and conditions reviewed with the board during the executive session.
Okay.
So now a motion and a second.
Yeah, we've had the resolution introduced, and now from the board, I need a motion and a second
to adopt.
I make a motion to adopt.
Motion by Jones to adopt, second.
I'll second it.
By Hunt. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Let's double check, make sure we don't have any questions, any concerns, anybody. I have a motion on the floor to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Aye, second.
Jones to adjourn is the second. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Woo-hoo! Meeting is adjourned. Thank you everybody for coming out on